Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
Hey, this is Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's David here. I am riding solo and I'm a day late. Wow. What's going on? Well, let me tell you. For those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, this is the Saturday show, broadcast on a Sunday today because I am down in Belize on a private island called Thatch Key, where I've just completed a 7-day program called Good to Great. Yeah, it's been remarkable. And so this show here is one where a few of the students happen to be kick-ass life practitioners, which is people who listen to the show a lot. And I've got them to ask a few questions and sort of try and get you, like I normally do when I'm away doing something great, get you kind of involved in the energy here so you can sort of sense it. So I've done some recordings during our party and you can hear the band. So the noise will be a little distorted. It's gonna be and it won't go all the way through. The parts where we're in where the band is playing are very, very short, so be patient. And the reason my voice is lost is because the last night where we partied all night, as the sun came up in the morning, we walked out to the dock and we were still laughing and having so much fun. And I saw the first students who were leaving early that morning, saw them off. And then I had to go over to the mainland, one of our employees who has become very close to me. He got married, so we had our first Belizean wedding, and they asked me to MC it. It's funny, they didn't ask me to MC it a day before. They asked me to MC it as I was walking into the building after the church service. So so I MC'd the wedding. We partied and had fun, and we danced. I mean, old people, young people, it was just great. So I'm just back on the island, and that's the reason why we're late. With the show is because I started recording and because I didn't go to bed, I didn't wake up to think, oh, I should get the show posted. I jumped on a boat, went straight to the mainland. So it's been a really, really fun couple of days. So many, there were about 250 people at the wedding. And just to really get to know some more of the local people here and their hearts and their passions. And again, my cheeks are sore from laughing so much. So what happened was during the party, I went and grabbed, three of the Kick-Ass Life practitioners and just had a little chat. So you can listen in we'll sort of be jumping back in to weave this thing together. So talk to you soon.
So I'm not even sure if you can hear me or not, but it's the last night of Good to Great. I'm standing on the main palapa. Yeah. We have a 13-piece band, and these dancers dancing, everybody's standing around just in awe. It's a beautiful shot. I'll take a photograph right now. Yeah. All the staff are here, all the students are here, and it's been a really amazing week. Hard to describe, really, put it in words. But anyway, there's a good chance that you can't even hear what I'm saying, but I love the Belizean culture. This drummers are called Wagarale drummers. And all I say is, the main palapa is only probably 50 feet across, and again. I'm probably just going to turn this off because I'm not sure you can hear me, but God, I wish you could see this right now. It's phenomenal. So, Sanj, I recorded the show for the morning, this is the last day of Good to Great. You were on the show the other day. I want you to describe what's happening here and what you're experiencing.
Wow.
Let's go out on the quiet. Hold on. Well, let's wander outside. We're going to walk outside. So just bear with us here as we wander outside. Talk to me. What did you just see there?
Wow. This week has been the most amazing week of my life. I've grown so much, met so many amazing, wonderful people. I mean, what can I say about this place? This place is just paradise. It's just gorgeous. I mean, from the time I got here, it's just like a dream. Beautiful island, beautiful staff, just the most amazing place. And what I've gone through this week, I can't even put it into words right now. It's just been an amazing, amazing transformation.
How long ago was it you started listening to the show? You said two shows ago we had you on and you were talking about it's been 2 years almost.
Right.
And here you are now on Thatch Key.
Yeah.
You've met some really truly amazing people from around the world, really.
Right, absolutely.
How's the relationship? I mean, when you talk about being in an intensive program, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a 7-day intensive. Full immersion, and we had no room for you. You're actually sleeping in the staff quarters.
Hey, that's totally okay with me. I mean, this is a 5-star resort. I'll sleep on the floor.
but talk a little bit about just the experience right now. I mean, this is the last night.
Right.
We brought in a 13-piece band, and that dancer that was dancing there is only like a teenager.
Wow.
One of them.
Wow.
But could you describe a little bit about tonight?
Tonight's been the most amazing night ever. I mean, just to feel the gratitude of what I've gone through, the people here, the staff that work on this island, just feel this overwhelming sense of gratitude, and just grateful to have gotten to know you, your show. I mean, your show has just changed my life in a big way. Me and my wife Chelsea, we've transformed our life just listening to your show. What you poured into us has been just amazing. And
well, talk a little bit about before, because your wife sent you a text yesterday, which you shared with me.
Mm-hmm.
And just so the listeners know, I mean, I did not speak to you before I pushed record. I just come and grabbed you and said, hey, right? Because that's how I work. I don't want to come and try and get Sanj to say something that's not really in his heart. So I never ever try and tell. I don't do a pre-talk before I talk to people, but. She sent a text, and it was a picture of you before you started listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Jen about it tonight. You hadn't actually showed it to her, and so here you are in a car. You're really emotional, and you look completely unhappy. What was your life like then? I mean, what was going on?
I was just lost. I mean, I had no sense of direction. I was just lost, and I was in a business that was just had no life. You know, I was losing money running this business every day. I was financially just miserable. And
but you looked at the unhappy part was, I mean, you had to spend so much time away from your wife and your daughter, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the most painful thing that I had to go through, because I was away from them constantly, especially when my daughter was born. That's when I started looking for answers and searching, and God and the universe brought me to your show.
She talked about, and again, I'm not trying to get a stroke here, I just, because I want people listening to know that transformation truly does exist, and that a life can change very, very quickly from one that's negative or doesn't have much money in it, doesn't have a lot of love in it, to one that's complete. I know you had loads of love with Chelsea, but because of your job, you didn't see her. She talked about your power attracting what you want. And I don't know if you want to read it, but talk a little bit about that text and what it meant to you to receive that kind of text.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I would love to share it. I mean, I was sitting down,
he's just opening his phone up. Again, he had no idea I was going to ask him to do this. I just thought it was so cool.
Yeah, I mean, last night I was sitting down and having dinner, and we were going around sharing our gratitude, and here I get a text from my wife, Chelsea. You know, she sends me a picture that I took before I talked to you, before I met you, and it was a picture of me driving around in Toronto, in my business, and just crying, just like being out there, just lost, like, and I had no sense of direction, and somehow, you know, we share the same photos together in our phone, so she got this photo of me just crying in the van, and I took a picture of me.
He looks like crap, I gotta be honest.
And my face is puffy. That's just my, you know, my life shows in my face right there. I mean, yeah, that doesn't
you look like an old man.
Yeah, that doesn't look like me at all.
Ladies, this guy's pretty hot.
and the text that my wife sent goes like this. She said, "You've come a long way since these days, baby. Crying in the van, feeling hopeless and trapped by our old business. Working day and night, missing Amber and me all the time. Now look at you, down on a private island, all expense paid trip with incredible international leaders and a featured guest on the Kick-Ass Live, Mr. David Wood himself, describing you as his, describing you on his show as close friend. Wow, isn't life something? Isn't it amazing? You're magical and powerful beyond your wildest dreams, boo." And he just, you know, reading
boo.
That.
Hello, boo. Can I call you boo too?
Of course, boo. Yeah. But yeah, that just, you know, that just brought everything back together. And, you know, me being here is a true testament of, you know, your show. I mean, this would not happen. You know, it took me a year to contact you. I just kept listening to you and listening to every show. I didn't miss an episode. And my wife and I, we would both listen to it and we'll talk about it and how it's changing. Wow, did you just listen to that guy, David Wood? Did he hear what he said? And we just started thinking differently. You know, we started thinking outside the box and just started dreaming again, and you know, that's when I got in touch with you, and you know, you offered me an opportunity that I can't thank you enough for. You know, for the rest of my life I have to stay in gratitude to what you offered me. I mean, this opportunity is going to change my life and my family's life in a big way. And
if we talk about relationships though, and again, what I've watched you this week is this just deep closeness. And I mean, obviously Chelsea's not here and Amber's not here, but you know that this is gonna be Chelsea and Amber's extended family, right? I mean, cause you don't stop talking about them. Everyone knows how in love you are with them, right?
Yeah.
And all these people are in love with you now and they just can't wait to meet her. I mean, but talk about this openness, because a lot of people don't understand when I talk about a kick-ass life and I talk about building real relationships, mm-hmm. where it's completely transparent and open, and when people fall in love with each other, and it sounds woo-woo to most people because most people are so guarded.
Right.
Well, what have you seen in this sort of in the week, watching people kind of really go from some of them really stuck, mm-hmm. to being completely open? And then talk about the relationship that you have built with some of these people. How does it feel? And is it different from, I mean, am I out to lunch? Or is there something higher than what average people have in their lives?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's just a, you know, a realization.
By the way, I'm not giving him $20. I'm not asking. He has no idea what I'm asking him. So I want to tell you this. This isn't. I'm not trying to set him up to say the right thing. He could say this is a bunch of garbage. So
yeah.
Feel free to, you know, tell the truth, right?
Yeah. I mean, coming to this island on a boat with a bunch of people, you know, we were just all looking at each other's eyes. We had no idea what we were coming here for. I mean, we knew we were coming here to invest in ourselves and to learn and to grow, but no one had any idea how it was going to transform their lives. And the look I saw on people's faces coming here is just anticipation and
fear
and doubt and you know, we were coming into uncharted territory. I mean, we had no idea what was in store for us, and you know, to see every single person on this island change day by day and becoming their authentic self. I mean we all lose ourselves, you know. I mean, if I can say this, I mean, for me, social conditioning and my formal education really put me in a box, and you know, I wasn't thinking outside the box, and you know, I was limiting myself a lot, and you know, there was a lot of fear and doubt and negativity, and I wasn't the person to, you know, love anyone. I mean, you know, I was judging people a lot. I mean, coming here made me just realize to, you know, look at the good in people and to be open and to love and to care. And
but it sounds woo-woo. I mean, even when I listen to it, I mean, even though I teach it,
yeah.
But this wasn't like a kumbaya, stand in a circle, everyone love each other. I mean, what it was people being given permission to show up gradually, and everyone sort of popped at different times. But at the end, when you look in that room right now, if you were to describe,
wow.
you know, obviously you live in Toronto and you go to nightclubs and you watch how people act.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that? Again, I'm trying to get to the fact of the relationship now when you're talking to these people,
mm-hmm.
you've just been here for a week. What are you feeling? Is it different? The kind of relationship, and
absolutely.
Why is it different?
Absolutely. It's very different. I mean, you know, if you look in that room right now, wow, what a synergy. I mean, You know, it's beautiful. Like the energy is beautiful. Everybody's just well connected and connecting and loving and caring. And, you know, people really care about each other in that room.
Well, care about each other's journey, right?
Journey, too.
And to help each other grow.
Yeah.
And so everyone's in there. There's people in there who are multimillionaires, and there are people in there who are completely broke, right?
Right, right.
I mean, it's just like the whole range. And yet, but there's no difference. There's no social difference.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, you walk in there, you don't know who's who. I mean, nobody's trying to put a front. Everybody's very authentic themselves. And I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm just like soaking everything in, and you know, this transformation that I've gone through, and to see these people come together. I mean, you know, leaving this island, you know, we're leaving as a family. You know, we came here as strangers and not knowing each other, and you know, leaving this island as a family, united, lifelong friends, and building these amazing, rich relationship. I mean, this is an amazing gift that you give people on this island, you know.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about what you're looking at, because I mean, look up there. You got this full, well, not a full moon, but a half
wow.
moon. You got tiki torches and this beat of the music. We have this incredible 13-piece band. But just try and describe a little bit about what you're looking at, what you're standing
wow.
on, just so people could be transported here with us.
You know what? I mean, a postcard can't even do justice for what I'm looking at right now. You know, beautiful, beautiful. And we're in, you know, it's like, I think it's like 11 p.m. or 12 p.m.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like midnight. We have no idea what time it is, but I can see the moon, clear skies, moon just like lighting up the ocean and the waves crashing. And we're just standing like maybe 3 feet away from the ocean. It's just paradise. It's just amazing. I mean, I don't even want to leave this. If my wife and my baby were, you know,
come live here.
If they were in Canada.
You want a job in the kitchen?
I would stay here as a staff. I mean,
Today, you know, we planted trees, and I don't want to talk about the process, but mm-hmm. when you look at this tree right here, there's a palm tree here, yeah. knowing that we've planted about 10,000, this is a man-made island, every rock, every piece of sand, every piece of wood, every building has been transported here by boat, and people spent 6 years living on the island and just building it. But looking at that tree here, knowing that in 20 years, this is going to be a 60-foot palm tree,
wow.
swaying in this kind of breeze.
Yeah.
But just, does it baffle, because it still baffles me, even though I own the island, it still baffles me that the amount of work and the amount of care and love and dedication that goes into keeping this a paradise.
I mean, yeah, nature deserves that type of, you know, treatment from us. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, God's gift to us, and we have to take care of our, you know, our planet, and especially, you know, to see the care that goes into this island and how these staff take care of it, and you know, the care they put into accommodating all these people, giving them the most amazing experience when they come. It's just, it's unreal.
It's unreal. It's bigger than 5-star, right?
Oh my God.
I mean, because it's an eco-friendly island, we won't kid ourselves. It's not a 5-star resort, but it's like a 10-star service, right?
Because we don't
waste energy. We harness it. Now, by the way, the show tomorrow is normally the Ask Dave and Jen show,
mm-hmm.
and because I haven't told you this, I want you to think for a second. Is there any question you want to ask me? Because you know, you realize I'm going to be up till probably 4 or 5 in the morning, like I am every night,
yeah.
right? Are you surprised by that I stay up all night,
man,
and then I get up and train?
You know
all
what? I have no idea how you do it. You know, here I am. You know, in Toronto when I had my business, I used to, you know, just be miserable and complain all the time. Oh, not enough sleep, this and that. But to see you like have full of, you know, you're full of energy. I mean, you're the last person to go to bed and the first person to get up. I don't know how you do it. And when I see you, you're on 24 hours a day. You have this amazing aura, this amazing energy to you. And you know, it just...
But I suppose I don't interrupt because, I don't want this to be about me mm-hmm. per se, but I appreciate it. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is it's possible. It's possible to live a life where you can... I mean, you see, 3 days in a row, I've been up till 4 a.m. I've been training, you know, all day on stage, you
right.
know, with a whole group of people. But it's possible. It's not like I don't drink coffee. You know, I don't smoke drugs. I don't put anything in my body apart from living life fully.
Yeah.
And so when I talk about it on the show, you're now... a guy that listened for 2 years, I could have been bullshitting out my yin-yang, right? But the truth is, there's a truth to what this is, right?
Right.
This isn't bullshit. It's
yeah.
it's a real idea that we can live life more fully, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I was listening to you and everything you said resonated, I mean, it made sense to me. And, you know, I just had to push myself to get out of my comfort zone and just go for it and just, you know, try and live that life. And you know, I see the possibilities now, you know, looking at you and looking at what these people are going through. You know, anybody can live the most amazing life they wanted to, but it's a choice. You have to make that choice. And it has to be you that makes that choice. Nobody can do it for you. You know, if you want something in life, you just have to go for it, you know. And
I'm interrupting, not even because I want to get to a question, because it's the ask. I don't want people listening and say, this is the ask. No one asked the question.
Yeah.
Is there any question you'd like to ask me that, again, I know I'm putting you on the spot. You haven't probably thought about it. But is there any question you'd like to ask me that I can answer for the show tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a ton of questions that I want to ask you. But one question I can ask you that kind of relates to me or related to me was that, you know, if someone is out there and they're not happy with what they're doing, whether it's a job or a traditional business that they're in, and they're just not making it, they're not fulfilled in their life, and they're kind of lost, and where can they start to search? Like, what can they do to, like, make the decision or start thinking in a way that they can start really changing their life and moving towards you know, their dreams and their goals?
Sure. Well, awareness is the key. I mean, I'd say most people I meet are not fully happy, because no one really knows what full happiness is, because mm-hmm. we're conditioned not to be happy. We're taught by teachers not to be happy, because mm-hmm. you know, and the fact that I would say that of the 300,000 or 400,000 people I've taught, and now you've seen me teach, by the way, because
wow.
I mean, it's like, you know, now you realize what I do for a living.
Yeah.
This is what I don't do it for a living, because I do it, most of what I do is for free. 80% of what I do is for free, and I'm fortunate that I can. But the idea that I can, you know, when someone wants to start out, they have to be aware that there's an unhappiness. With that, then there's new choices. But, you know, I think the number one thing is to make yourself the priority. And most people spend more on their clothing, their haircuts, their jewelry, their cars, everything on the external part of their body to look good, to keep up with the Joneses, and then they don't put the money on the inside. And if people just invested, whether it's, you know, if they're broke, they can get free stuff as well. I mean, there's probably a gazillion billion great things on the internet that's free. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big guy, I'm not always trying to sell stuff, but I mean, the idea that my show's free, and people can plug into that. But there's millions of shows that are free, and you got to find someone that you resonate with. It may not be me. You may find me full of crap, and that, you know, that I'm a bullshit or whatever. But the idea that you find something, and that every day you start putting more good things in, and then making you the investment. And if most people just took 10% of their income and invested it in them in some form of personal growth, and made themselves the priority, then within 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, they will start to, they'll change. Because, and also, you know, I keep saying this, you become the sum of the five people you hang out with. You start hanging out, I mean, you're hanging out with quite a few millionaires
wow.
in there right now, right? And close, I mean, they're close to you. I mean, there is no, they don't care whether you're a millionaire or living in a garbage truck.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can walk in that room right now. I don't know who's a millionaire and who's not. And they're just very genuine people. They're real people
sure.
with real purpose in life. And I see their vision, you know, they have a sense of direction, and they want to make a difference in the world, you know, and they want to impact lives. And I find that very admirable. I mean, what else, you know, do you want to do while you're here
right.
this time you're given on this earth? You know, we're passing through, and you know, to see the impact that these people, I mean, they've, each one of them in there had a big impact on me. I mean,
sure.
I've learned something
and
from
you on them, right? You know that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I just because I'm going to bring a few of the kick-ass life practitioners, I mean, you know, I don't want to call you that, but that's what people define it as.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say thank you for trusting. Thank you for reaching out, and thank you for coming here, right? Because
yeah.
it's impossible. Most people are so trapped in their comfort zone, even when it's ugly and uncomfortable and unhappy, that's a comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So people go through life, and the uncomfortable zone becomes their story. And, you know, just your courage to be here and your love of your wife and your child, it's impeccable, because you're an impeccable guy. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much for those kind words. I mean, after coming here, now I know why you call it the kick-ass life. I mean, I'm living the kick-ass life right now, and I can honestly say I'm a kick-ass life practitioner, and I'm proud of that. And I mean, what else, I wouldn't want to live any other life but the kick-ass life. And thank you for showing me the kick-ass life, and thank you for accepting me. And you know, you didn't even know me when I contacted you through the show. You had no idea who I was, but you know, for me to see you, you know, I was a believer when you took the time right from the start to talk to me and invest in me and ask me questions, and I was like, wow, you know, this man cares about me. You know, there's somebody who I don't know. He has no idea what I look like. He has no idea where I'm coming from. And for you to, you know, everything just seemed very genuine and authentic, and I felt it in my heart. So I couldn't question it. I couldn't question my feelings, and I have to, like, thank you and be so grateful for you to take me in and show me how I can live my best life possible on this planet.
Well, we better get in there and dance our asses off now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, okay. Thanks, Sanj.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
It's listening to Sanj there and knowing that, obviously in a short amount of time that we had, it's very hard for Sanj's story to come across completely, but just knowing that he was so far away from where he is now, and it's just been a choice, and it's so exciting to watch. And Jen just came back in from her swim in the ocean, her suntan, and a little pink bikini. And Jen, how does that feel for you? Because obviously you've been so working with Sanj so closely, watching his transformation. You know, watching a guy say, "Look, I wanna kick ass." Mm. And then having the courage with his wife Amber and Chelsea to do it. What's that feel like, as you've been so instrumental in that?
Oh, it's inspiring to see someone else inspire. Like Sanj is such, both Sanj and Chelsea are just such beautiful, beautiful people, and they want so much out of life. They know that there's so much to be taken, and they really want to squeeze the juice, as you always say. And they're really open to doing whatever it takes to live the dream. And it really was beautiful to watch Sanj this week too, show up as this shy, sort of reserved, beautiful guy to, he really was lit up when he left here. He was shining, and he was happy, and he was laughing, he was dancing, and it's really touched. And also, just to see and hear his gratitude after he left here, of how grateful he was for the opportunity to be here and for the transformation he feels for himself to bring that home now to Chelsea and Amber.
Mm. And, last night we were at the wedding, it's your first Belizean wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, I really, I feel so lucky. This year we've been to a Mexican wedding, we've been to a Belizean wedding, and, I love experiencing the culture of all of that, and just seeing the simplicity of the wedding last night and really remembering why we do rituals like this, and just the coming together of the community and of their friends, and everything of the wedding was just so simple yet so powerful. And eating the meal and knowing that he'd gone and shot
hunted,
the, yeah he hunted hunted,
them.
Hunted for the meal. Amazing.
He had three types of meat: a wild pig, a deer, and a gibnut. And the gibnuts are kind of a strange looking little deer. They're very, very pretty. We have gibnuts living on the island, and I've never seen one. So, they are very, very shy and nocturnal. I don't even know how he manages to shoot them, because, the fact that this island's only a mile long, and I've never seen one in the open. But you talk about the experience, you were talking about the little girl. We dance with the kids. I dance with old ladies. I dance with kids. But we had that one big session there where we were just dancing with the little girls. Talk a little bit about that one particular girl. I mean, they're all amazing, but there was this one particular girl. What was that all about?
Yeah, I want to bring her home with me. She was amazing. Such an amazing little dancer. And not just that she was dancing to dance. She was pure joy on the dance floor. This big ear-to-ear grin. And, as soon as she saw me come out on the dance floor, she locked eyes on me and was just like, yeah, let's have fun. And it was just this moment of pure bliss, of dancing for joy. And she just could shake those little hips. Holy moly.
Like nothing I've ever seen. Well, it's really funny, because I went out there and I was dancing, but I got a circle of little girls dancing with me. And they're all from the age of about 7 to 13, I think, was the oldest. And we were just having a goofy blast out there. And then Jen came out and joined us. And so we just had fun. And then later on in the evening, I don't know if you remember this, but I stood up and I walked over to dance with a little old lady.
Yeah.
And I was dancing, and suddenly all these girls came from running all over the room. It was a big room, and they all just joined back in again. It was like they were just waiting to, and I think what it was because we were playing. We weren't just dancing, we were playing, and yeah, it was really beautiful, so.
What I loved though is before I came out and danced with you, I was having this moment with one of the other little girls. She was probably 3. I was just simply blowing bubbles for her, and just the laughter and the joy. And then she was modeling me. I was crouching down on the floor so that she so I could get the bubbles at her head height, because the wind was obviously catching them from all the fans in the room. But and then she was trying to get down on the floor and crouch just like I was, and then she was trying to blow the bubbles just like I was. Oh my God, it was just so beautiful.
That was
great. So cute. And just a simple moment that just, I'll never forget it.
So obviously, I want to get back to the Ask Dave and Jen show, and so I popped back outside, popped back inside, and there, I just grabbed another kick-ass life practitioner, somebody who listens to the show, and somebody who has an understanding of what that philosophy is, and somebody who's living it. And this girl is truly, just truly a light. I mean, she's a force to be reckoned with. You know, we'll just sort of check in now. I didn't go back onto the ocean. I just wandered into the back room. So again, we'll see how the sound is, but, enjoy her question and getting to know her. So, here I am again. I just grabbed another kick-ass live listener, the lovely Anna. Anna, why don't you say hi?
Hi, everybody.
So Anna, you're here on Thatch Key.
I am.
You've come how far?
I've come from Australia, so we approximately flew for 2 days, longer than. It was about 40 hours in transit all up, but we did have a 26-hour layover in Santa Monica, which was also amazing.
Now, to come that far, travel, I mean, obviously it's expensive, it's time-consuming. How's the week been? Was it worth it?
So the week has been absolutely transformative.
Now, we've been drinking, so if we slur a few words here, we're okay with that. So don't worry about it. They know we're partying.
Hola. Yeah, no, we're having the time. We're absolutely having the time of our lives. No, but I truly mean from the deepest place of my soul that it's been life-changing. If people looked at me on the outside and the inside, they say that I'm an extrovert and I'm loud and I'm crazy. So to say life-changing, sometimes people would say, oh, you know, but really, because you live from that place always. But this week for me has been from a much deeper level, and it's come from a really emotional place and just stepping into my power and owning who I am and owning, as David says, owning all the perfectly imperfect places of my heart and soul, and just really owning who I am in every good, bad, sad, happy place of where I come from.
You know, how old are you?
25.
And you look like you're like 18. You hear that a lot. Like but you're incredibly. We have a lot of students on the island. I've said this to you a lot. You worked harder, dug deeper, and you really got it. I mean, this is a program about developing training skills, but you really got it. How do you have such certainty and clarity and passion and commitment? Where does all that come from in someone so young?
Very good question. So for me, coming to the island was a big commitment to myself. And I really, the teachings that we learned from David, I think there's a few things that it comes down to. Knowing why I wake up every morning, I absolutely adore and love my family, and have known from a young age that they're my absolute why. So what I do and why I work so hard and why I commit to what I commit to, they are why I work so hard. And it's actually been quite hard being away from them this week. And just committing to connecting with people, committing to knowing their story, committing to, a big thing for me this week was even, a big why for me was just understanding that even my enemies and people that are negative towards me and don't completely understand me and sometimes think I'm, which it sounds really crazy, but I think I'm too grateful or my happiness, because it can be quiet.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, I mean, to give context, watching you, you just said to me, I said, do you want to record this inside or outside, right? You said, I'm happy wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
And the truth is that you live that. I mean, I've watched you for 7 days. And you definitely are beautifully authentic, and it's hard to be around you without wanting to swing your hips and smile. I mean, just to give context, I mean, so people understand. So
yeah.
You say people don't like that sometimes, or they think it's what,
no,
right?
It's affrontive, I suppose. The biggest lesson that I've learned in life is people definitely have their own stuff. So I've really had to come from my own place, and when I get a lot of negativity, which people don't sometimes see, and I just recently I had friends.
You're too happy.
I'm
too happy.
Truthfully, people have said to me that good friends said that maybe, you know, I'm not. There's no possible way that I could be that happy.
Yeah, right.
And I just had to absolutely love them and honor them, and really, actually, truthfully appreciate that they had the courage to tell me that, and love for them for who they were, and accept that some people are going to be that way.
And the other thing you've done is, I mean, you've recreated your life financially. You've gone off and you've created a new business. You've replaced an income.
Yes.
You've doubled an income.
Quadrupled an income.
So you have this liberty of freedom, which most people don't. The fact you can come here and there's no boss calling you. In fact, you can fly from here and go to any country in the world. A, because you can afford it, and B, because you want to. Or C, that you can do business in many countries. The idea of creating freedom so young, it's foreign to many. We have a lot of young people. Listen, what would you say to someone who's stuck in a job or stuck somewhere where they're not fully happy? What's your advice to them?
I was that girl. I was completely that girl.
You worked in the mines in Perth, right?
I did. So I was a business development manager in a mining company. I had an asshole boss.
Asshole boss for those people in countries that don't means asshole. No, I'm just kidding.
Means asshole. No, and as a woman, I suppose I'm speaking to men and women at the moment, but as a woman, I really did feel like I had a ceiling, so I couldn't speak my truth all the time or aim for higher incomes and things like that.
You couldn't rock the boat.
Exactly. I couldn't. I showed up authentically, but I couldn't really step into my power at work, I suppose, and go for those pay rises and things like that. So when I found the current profession that I'm in, I really, really connected to that and ran with it, and found that freedom really lies in your truth. Freedom really lies in owning who you are and connecting with people. That's what it's all about. So
I want you to be thinking about something. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, but the show tomorrow is the Ask Dave and Jen show. I want you to think about maybe a question you want to ask me so that I can answer some questions for people, because I will have no time tonight. As you know, I'm going to be dancing till 4 o'clock. You're a beautiful woman on the outside and a beautiful woman on the inside. And being is that hard, being an attractive woman? Because everyone thinks, you know what I'm saying, but if you watch a lot of women who have a lot of beauty and see that so many are insecure, I'm talking about you because you don't have that. That sense of insecurity doesn't linger with you, but you must see it a lot in... It's not beauty, but a lot of people think because someone's attractive, they have it made. But it's not like that at all, is it? It's all inside, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely all inside. So a big thing I always say to my girlfriends and friends that I know is just absolutely owning your power on the inside. We truly, everybody, no matter, I don't care who I speak to and who I connect with, everybody knows exactly who they are on the inside, whether you completely realize it or not. And connecting to that person and then living that on the outside is the real trick. But stepping into your power, and the thing that I say all the time is, wouldn't it be awesome if you could walk into a room and know exactly who you are and look around the room with just complete love and honesty and say, and instead of thinking, gosh, I hope they like me, thinking, gosh, I really hope I like them.
Yeah, nice.
And that's a big thing for me. So when I walk into a room, that's the thing. And I always say, I really appreciate you saying that, because people today, Dave made us do a really powerful lesson, and people had to walk around the room and do things. A lot of people said to me, you're really beautiful, you're so beautiful. And I had greasy hair, I was an island girl, I hadn't washed my hair in a couple of days, and freckle face. I absolutely love my freckles, but I just thought, you know, I received it, I totally received it, but I just thought, you really will never know how people perceive you when you're living from an authentic place. Because this whole week, I haven't dwelled on it, but, you know, I had a couple of pimples pop out from drinking too much champagne.
Staying up too late, dancing
too
long.
Staying up too late, having the time of my absolute life, and I had all these insecurities, but the words that people use was beautiful and fun and authentic. And I suppose the biggest lesson for me this week was really just living from that power from within, and that's when the beauty shines on the outside.
Mm. Before you ask me a question, talk about your experience on the island. I mean, Thatch Key, I mean, it took you 3 days. How would you describe the island and the people here, and why should someone come here?
Okay, so the island, we always say, people that use a lot of words always go, oh, I'm speechless, and then launch into a 10-minute speech, which is what I want to do. But truthfully, it's, like I said, it's been life-changing. From the moment we stepped on this island, I've had a really hard time my whole life switching off, so I'm a big go, 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 go person. And I was actually speaking to the beautiful Jen this afternoon at lunch, and said to her, being on this island for the first time in my whole entire life, nothing specific happened. I mean, lots of big things did happen, but I really switched off for the first time in my whole life. I really connected to my heart. I got out of my head and I had the most phenomenal time. The staff on this island are like family. I'll come back 100 times. And I've just had the absolute time of my life. I travel a lot. I did 5 months in Europe last year. I go to Bali 4 or 5 times a year. I love to travel. And I mean this from the deepest level of my soul. I've never, ever had a travel experience like this.
Wow.
That's on every level.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah.
Talk about the band right now. What you're seeing in that room, all of our staff, all of the participants are in there. This band's going on. What are you seeing in that room? Have a sip of beer for us. Someone just brought us a beer. So
you I'm have a standing barefoot with a... David just handed me a beer, so I'm going
to hang on. Oh, here we go. Glug, glug. Oh, yeah. Oh, you drink that so beautifully.
I do. Elegance. You teach me elegance. Yeah. I can share my own story. So tonight, the funniest thing was he pulled me out tonight. The band is going absolutely crazy in there, and I kept thinking, I don't care where we do this from, but I was thinking, surely they're all going to hear this crazy loud background music. But everybody's in there having the absolute time of their lives, living from their absolute truth, place of truth. And even I got pulled in tonight. There was phenomenal dancers. A 15-year-old boy, actually, who just walked
15,
past.
13 as well.
Was it? Yeah, 13, 15. And they just walked past before we started the interview. And they did this incredible tribal dance and pulled members from the audience in. And I got pulled in. And I got to be tribal, and I think that's what it's all about. Barefoot, beads in my hair, hair out, no hair straightener. Girls, oh, tragic.
What?
And just having the absolute fun. And then the beautiful juxtaposition for me, so comparison, was moments later I went back into the crowd and I don't know, 50, 55-year-old lady who's a mum and a grandma also got pulled into the crowd and let go as hard and as authentically and as fun as I did.
She was awesome to watch.
And moved her hips more than I did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just absolute fun.
So the show is called The Show Tomorrow. And the reason I'm doing this is so Jen can party tonight. Otherwise, we have to get up early and record the show.
So beautiful.
What is any questions you'd like to ask me personally that I could answer for the show?
A big thing for me, and this I'm putting Dave on the spot here. We did things tonight, and I couldn't think of anything that I could give feedback on in another exercise. But a big thing for me was just like connecting authentically with people and sort of living on purpose. So I suppose for me it was like I wanted to hear how you initially, quickly, a couple of words, Dave.
Have a sip of beer and sit back, relax. I'll get into this. No,
yeah. But just how to, if you walk into a room, let's do this one because this is a big thing for people and myself. It's a really big thing for me and a big lesson. But walking into a room and being a little bit unsure and there's a lot of new people in the room, how can you sort of quickly connect with someone and mean it, deeply mean it?
Well, I think the word fascination comes up for me. So I walk into a room always fascinated. And I mean, you saw the other night when we had drummers here two nights ago. Within a little while, she's drinking beer while I'm answering. That's good. That's good. Smart. But within a little while, you know, every single person in the building was dancing because I made that so, right? So I feel a real comfort walking into people's space. And typically, I touch people a lot. I'll use my hands. I'll hug. But I'm interested in them. And it's something about when you're interested about people, if you're truly fascinated, then the easiest thing to say to anyone is hello. And so people complicate this whole idea of meeting people, but you say hello to 99.9% of people and they're gonna say hello back, in which case the initiation of a conversation just started. If you're really fascinated, you're gonna follow that up with a question. And because you're fascinated, you want to know who they are, where they've come from, what their passions are, and a lot of people don't do that because they don't practice it. So for me, I found, and you probably witnessed this, it's like even the staff. I mean, I treat the staff as if they're my children, I treat them like they're my brother, I treat them like they're my boss.
Yeah.
And they're not used to it. They're not used to some guy from Canada treating them with such reverence and respect, because they're treated like crap. If they were employed, we have an island right next door that has a local employer, and just it's typical not to treat people well. It's just in the culture. I'm not saying the local employee is bad, it's just typical of how they're treated. So when, for me, it's that understanding that the next person I meet could very well be the closest friend in my life. And every single friend I have that's really, really close to me, they all started the same way. I said hello, and I asked them some questions. And when we found common ground, we became close. So what I think I've mastered is the ability to find common ground quickly. And I'm fearless at walking up to strangers and saying hello. And I found that it's just so easy. Hi, how you doing? That's right, I just saw you from over there. My name's David. And then people say, oh, my name's Jim. And suddenly within 3 seconds, we're having a conversation. I've had it happen where I've met a stranger and I've slept in their house the same night, probably 50 times in my life, right? So that's like, you can come in. We're recording a show. This is Vince, our singer here. Vinny, you did such a great job. We're actually recording a show for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You've never, no, that's all right. You've never listened to the show, I don't believe.
No, I haven't.
So, but you, how was it singing with that band? You did such a fabulous job.
Oh, it was awesome. To me, just to come into a local atmosphere and get to sing with a local band is more of a pleasure for me than anything.
So. But you sing in Vegas. You sing in right?
Yeah, I sing in bands in Vegas, and I do been singing all over the place. So that's something that's truly amazing. Just local culture.
I was looking at your face. It looked like you were in seventh heaven.
I was enjoying it.
I hope there's loads of photographs.
And just because, because it is music and people adapt the music, I can look at other people, in the band. Right. I can look at other people in the band, and we knew what we wanted to do, so we were just making eye contact on stage. We don't speak the same language, but we were speaking the same language on stage, so we were following each other.
You're musicians. I noticed that.
Oh, yeah. It was very easy. It was awesome.
Hi, JoJo. You're here, too.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
I'm going to go find Ovation.
All right, come here.
Thank you.
All right. See ya. So,
Can I say that about David, though, what he just said about finding the commonality? And he, as we're standing here and he's allowing me to drink his beer and be on this show, and what he says about his staff is when we finish the show and we walk back inside, I will see a dance floor full of his staff dancing with us and having the time of their lives, and we're just people. And he allows them to do that, and he gives them that space to not serve us but be alongside us and just have fun and connect and be who they want to be with us. And so I am very grateful for you that exactly what you just said is exactly what you do. So I know on a show when we're talking and it's hard to sort of sometimes relate, but standing here and knowing that when we finish and we walk inside and people will stop the recording, that it's exactly how you hear it is exactly who the man he is. We'll walk inside and he'll probably buy them all the beer like he has all night, and they'll be dancing outside of the bar, and we almost have to call them back in to be like, hey, Jess and Clarence, can you get us a beer, because they're killing it on the dance floor. So and that's what you'll get if you come to this island, just the love and the family and the authenticity of living in connection.
Well, before I say goodbye to you, and I'll bring a couple more people on for the show tomorrow, I just want to say something eye to eye, and we're looking deeply in each other's eyes right now. I made a promise to you that, the way you live life right now, I've rarely seen, I've traveled all over the world, I've trained hundreds of thousands, I've met millions of people probably. I don't meet many people who have the type of courage you have to be in your body and so present and so caring and yet so strong. Because everything I put you into this week, you dove hard and you never resisted. You just dove in and said, hey, I'm going to do it. So my prediction, when you're a multi-millionaire and you're still only going to be like 35, and you're doing good, I know you're already involved in a lot of philanthropy. I know it's important to you to serve the world. I just want to meet you somewhere with your, I know he'll be your husband by then, right?
Yes, my beautiful husband, Morgan.
And you've talked about him so much. I've heard people. I mean, I don't know if he ever listens to the show or not. I don't think he probably does.
No, he does when I'm like,
honey, well, listen. Say hi to him.
Hi, baby. I call him handsome. Hi, handsome.
You know, I have people come up to me, so many people. In fact, I was talking to someone today, I won't say who. They said, I want a relationship like you have with Morgan. And she's living with a guy who she's been with for a lot of years. But when she's never met Morgan. She's saying that because of how you speak about him and the love that you wear in front of you. And I just want to say, I am so honored that we're traveling this journey together. So thank you.
Thank you, David. It's
I'm going to have a hug here, and you'll hear it.
Yeah.
Now get back and dance. I thought I'd quickly just play a little clip of just a real quick soundbite of Vern actually singing with the band. I just saw him this morning when we got back from the wedding. They're still on the island. I said to him, so how was your day? Because, of course, we left yesterday morning, got back this morning. He said, awesome. He said, we made love all over the island. Anyway, that's it's just so great, so freeing. And so I'll play a little soundtrack of him singing with the band, and we'll go straight into another kick-ass life practitioner. I took her out onto the beach and or onto the dock, and we had a chat. And she really is another bright light, and that's what I love. You know, when you hang around people that want a kick-ass life, they are bright, they shine, they're always wanting more from themselves, to discover more, to do more, to be more, to have more, and to truly discover what happiness is. And so she asked me a great question for her son Morgan. It's so funny because Anna's on. And her husband, Morgan, and then Sarah comes straight on, and her son, too, Morgan. So it's a funny old world. But anyways, just listen into Vern's voice, and then we'll go straight into Sarah.
So now we've got the band and Vern, one of our students, singing. It's awesome. Something's gonna change.
So now I've gone into the party. I've dragged another one of our regular listeners out. This is Sarah. Say hello.
Hello.
Sarah, you know, your son listens to the show. His name's Morgan, and he's 13. Mm-hmm. And you've been away from him for the whole week. I just want to give you a chance to, I know you haven't been able to really speak to him much because, you know, we kind of disconnect you and the internet's kind of, you know, if the weather's bad, you don't always get a reception. Anything you want to say to your son?
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to come back home to Texas and share all this information with them because he is amazing and he's just going to take it all in and just grow. He's my inspiration.
Well, yeah, and you are a single mom. Mm-hmm. And I was sort of looking at a video of your son, and there's a pretty cool kid there you've grown.
Yeah.
Be pretty proud.
I am so proud. He's the most amazing. He's my inspiration. I watch other people, you know, dance around and act like they don't care about anything in life and that they don't care what other people think. And he is that kid. And that's what I want with my
now,
life.
You got a glass of wine there. Can I have a sip while we're doing this?
Absolutely.
Why don't you describe a little bit of your experience this week and maybe a little bit about the island. I know it may be repetitive for people listening. I'm actually going to ask you to ask me a question because tomorrow's show is the Ask Dave and Jen show. Mm-hmm. And Jen's partying in there, so I don't want to get her up in the morning to do a show. So, but just sort of just give people your personal experience of the week you've had so far.
Okay. I've never been so in touch with who I am and quiet in my mind than this week. It took all week to get there, but now I'm in this happy place where I'm known as this happy-go-lucky person who sees everything in rose-colored glasses, but I actually am feeling that completely in my soul.
Mm. And so you came here with a lot of strangers, or you knew a couple of people, but not many, right? People mm-hmm. came from Australia. What do you think has been the experience of the island itself? You know, because someone listening out there, this is a place anyone can come at any time. Is it something, and again, you tell everyone, I have not talked to you before I push record. I mean, I didn't say a word to you, right?
No.
So I haven't tried to tell you to say something. I suppose before that, how long have you listened to the show?
I've been listening to the show since I heard about it about 8 months ago.
Okay. And so is it something you listen to once a week or?
Yeah, I listen to it either once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good. Talk about the experience of the the island itself. You know, what's it like? Why should someone come here? Why should they decide to come here?
Well,
or do you want to come back? Maybe I should ask that first before.
No, I'm perfectly good. Talking. It's great to really just feel nature. I feel so connected with just, you know, Mother Earth and just nature. I was walking through the island the other day just reflecting and thinking, wow, like you guys use everything naturally, you know, like you have just the senses are just, I don't know, it's so
alive.
Emotional.
It mm-hmm. brings it alive, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to be sort of noodle on. Is there any question you've wanted to ask me? Or, I mean, Jen's not here with us, but with the Ask Dave and Jen show, is there any kind of question that's sort of in your mind or something you'd like to ask me or maybe a question for your son? I know he listens to the show, but just, is there something that comes to mind?
Well, I know my son is trying, he listens to your show regularly, actually more often than I do.
Hey, Morgan, you're in. Your mom's out. I'm sorry. Next time you're here, we're not letting her on the island.
And I know he's constantly striving to do better and to impact more lives. So
he's 13. That's a hell of a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Morgan, don't forget to take some time off and just chill as well. Have fun. All right.
I don't know, like, is there any advice you would give a 13-year-old? I know you have a young son as well.
I have a son exactly the same age. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose, you know, to be honest, I'm not an expert on kids. I mean, I have two, and I don't profess to be a perfect dad or anything like that. But, you know, I do work with a lot of adults that are pretty whacked out and great people. But what I find, Morgan, is that, you know, there are people here as old as 72, and there are people in their 20s. And it doesn't matter what age they are, the big thing that comes up is self-worth. People who really don't fall in love with themselves, don't look in the mirror and see greatness. And because our culture and our teachers and our media, it's all about stripping that away, stripping away the self-confidence to absolutely love our imperfection. So if I was giving advice to you, it's about you finding your own path. And if there's anyone around you that's negative, if you have a mate that, you know, you can't be yourself with, or every time you're around them, you feel less than, then just don't hang around with that person. There's a lot of great people out there. There's a lot of great and amazing relationships you'll develop. But what ends up happening, especially in schools, I see it with my own son, trying to fit in and trying to cope with especially a public school system. And the private isn't any better. I have one son in the public system and one son in the private system, and it's not really very different. The level of teaching can be different. But I just say, you know, notice who lifts you up and notice who drags you down. Notice when you can be totally authentic and notice when you have to put on a mask or you have to try and be cool just to fit in. And you sound like a kid that's already got this licked, but there's a lot of kids out there that don't. And just don't hang around those kids. And, you know, one day those kids will work for you. That's the thing to think about. One day if you stay away from that negativity, you know, you're going to go on and do great things. And these kids that are trapped in those small worlds will be your employees. There'll be people that will look up to you for leadership at some point. And the other part is don't take life seriously. You're a kid. Enjoy it. Have a lot of fun. So don't think about growth every day. Think about going off and rolling in the mud and playing and not, you know, it's not about growing every day. It's about taking time and chilling and doing both. You know, there's a time to grow and there's a time to invest in you and there's a time to sit back and chill and play marbles and do goofy things and get dirty and roll in the mud. And so you just got to make sure that you understand that balance is such a key piece of life and that you're only young once. Like, I don't want my kids to grow up too fast. It doesn't matter if you do and say all the right things. You know, it doesn't matter if it takes you 20 to 22 to seem like you're mature. Being mature really is not a definition of happiness. It's because most adults, they, you know, if you look at the stats, Morgan, I'll tell you this, you know, the average kid laughs 300 to 400 times a day, and the average adult laughs between 2 and 7 times or 15 times a day. What do you want, right? So just don't try to get too grown up too fast. Be a kid, be silly. Do things that don't make sense. Eat your dessert first, you know. Paint your room what you want, you know. It's just don't. And your mom's looking at me. What are you thinking about what I'm telling you? I'm giving advice to your son. Are you like, are you going to kick me now? Morgan, no. Paint your room. Paint it whatever color you want. Draw on the walls.
No, I mean, we all should be living that way. We all should be not really worrying about anything and just living like a child, right?
Right.
So I think it's amazing. Thank you so much, David.
So I want to ask you another question, though. Mm-hmm. So this idea of a kick-ass life now, you're kind of getting, you know, you've been to a few programs of mine now. This isn't your first one. You've invested in you a lot. And you're an emergency room nurse.
Yes.
I got to be honest. If I had to describe you, I mean, again, you get told this a lot about how beautiful you are on the outside. I mean, you really are a very hot mama. But what's really incredible is what people attract you to is really the hotness inside. You're a really beautiful soul. You know, this idea of a kick-ass life, what is it you witnessed this week around, what is kick-ass now? What is your new definition of kick-ass now you've been up close and personal to it? And it started to rain on us, look at that.
It is.
Isn't that cool?
It's awesome.
So we're out here drinking red wine in the rain.
It feels amazing. I mean, that is the kick-ass life. I mean, it's just living in this, I love how you talk about living in the unknown zone. And since I started attending your programs, that's really where I have challenged myself every day to live. And it's just exhilarating. It's just freeing. I feel so free. And that's why I didn't know what I'd be challenged at with this program. But I got to this program and I thought, oh my gosh, David is pushing me even further than I even know ever could imagine would happen. So.
And so here we are in the rain,
yeah,
leading a kick-ass life, looking out across the ocean. You're standing over the ocean, right? Look down when you see the ocean. Biggest lesson you've learned this week for you?
Biggest lesson is just to tell the stories that are going on in your mind about every single thing in your life to shut up, but really tell them to shut up.
And then live the life you really dream of, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Do you want to go in and get dry?
Oh, I mean, this is awesome.
Let's go to have a dance.
Okay, let's do it.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, I really am so glad that we're building our friendship, and I feel very, very close to you, and I'm totally in love with who you are. And I really, just know that, you know, that you can feel it, I hope.
Yeah, I do.
There's a deep love I have for you, and I'm just so proud of you as well.
Thank you so much.
We're going to have a hug now.
Yes, yes.
We're hugging in the mic. Okay, here we go. So I just brought Jen outside. Jen?
Dave?
So, how's your day been?
Incredible.
How's your week been?
Beyond incredible.
You know, I started interviewing some people, and I had Sanj come out, and Sarah come out, and Anna come out. And so it was the Ask Dave and Jen show. They each asked me a question as well. I don't think Sanj did, actually, but, you know, this is your, fifth time on the island?
Third.
Is that really third? Oh, that's right. Yeah. If you had to describe the week in a couple of words, what would you say?
This island just breeds transformation. I don't know what it is, but I think it just takes people so far away from their everyday that they really allow themselves to be open to change.
Yeah. And so if some of the things you've witnessed this week, as far as, I mean, obviously the people came a long way. 11 people came from Australia.
Yeah.
But when you look in that room right now and you see what's going on, and each person that's come out has described it in their own unique way. Well, how do you describe what you're seeing tonight? I mean, you were in tears a moment ago. That's why I grabbed you. I wasn't going to interview you tonight, but what was all the tears about?
No, well, I just people are grabbing me and pulling me aside and sharing their experience here. And, you know, it forced me to take a step back a moment ago and just watch everybody dancing to the music you can probably hear in the background. And everyone just feels so different from 5 days ago when they arrived here. They're free, they're happy. I can see, you know, people are sharing with me that they realize now that they don't laugh enough, that they don't dance enough. And we've shared that with them this week, and that they're just so glad that they can go home and realize that they need to do more of that.
Mm.
And they feel comfortable doing it.
And there's been some couples here. You just talked about a couple right now that said that they're closer than they've been in 20 years. And they're both a beautiful couple, but they sort of got locked in and sort of thrown away the key, really. I mean, we've known this couple, and she was kind of the inspiration of the whole week. There always is a defining person, because they travel so far through the transformational door. I don't want to sound too woo-woo, but I mean, when you think of her particular journey this week, what did you see?
Well, what's so interesting about her story is that she shared that she actually came here bringing her husband, hoping to help him have a transformation, but in the end, it's her that's had the transformation.
Well, both of them, really. Like,
they both have, but she shared that it was her that's had a transformation she didn't expect.
Right.
And it's actually her that just shared her story with me. She's done something very beautiful here on the island that she's been wanting to tell us all week, and she just shared it with me. And it's just so amazing to me that people are coming here and they're being inspired to go home a different person, and they're leaving here somebody that they weren't when they arrived. And I'm just standing on the dance floor and watching everybody so happy. That's just what I want for everyone that comes here, is to find their happiness, whatever that is, whatever they can do every day that makes them a little bit happier. And you know, our staff is dancing and everyone's enjoying them and talking about how much they love them. And I don't know, it's just so beautiful to stand back and watch what's happening inside there right now. And I just feel so blessed that we have this place that people can come and create whatever it is that they want in their life.
Yeah, and the experience with the staff, you talk about them. I mean, they really don't have much, but there's a sense of a presence that is something you don't see in the Western culture very much, right? And a heart of service. And it's not because they have a job. It's because they truly come from a place of service, right?
Exactly. And I think about them every night when I go to bed here, about what their staff quarters are like. And I wonder about what they're thinking about our worlds and what they're like from where we come from. And are they thinking, what are our thoughts when we come here and we meet them and their life? And is it different from ours? Because they've never experienced what our lives are like at home. And what I love is that people really come here and experience gratitude, and I think they are awakened to the small things in life and realize that it's the little things that matter most. And, you know, turning the taps on and having hot water. And at home we forget those little things, and there's those things that we should be so grateful for, because the staff here live here weeks on weeks and then only go home for a couple days. They don't see their family.
Well, it's 2 weeks in a week.
2 weeks. Yeah.
But that's very again, the Belizean culture is yeah, it's like that. So, and Jen, you know, it's the Ask Dave and Jen show. Is there any, hey, good night, guys. Is there any question that you feel like asking me because it is the show, or maybe you can ask each other so that people get some questions?
The Ask Dave and Jen show. I guess my question for you, Dave, is what's your sense? You've been here for 5 days, you've created a program for people to come to, and today's the last night, everyone's leaving tomorrow, so where's your heart? What are you feeling right now?
Well, you know, I like you say, I mean, I do this for a living, and it's very hard to describe, and if each person was, you know, when we read the comment sheets, you know, and they're when they're sort of just before they leave the program, they write out a 2-page comment sheet, and where they capture what's really happening for them. I realize that, you know, I am fortunate to have a profession where I'm able to create an environment. I don't consider it's about me. I consider it's about the, you know, the environment, the context, and, you know, the way that we've learned to weave programs together that allow people to sort of discover at their own speed in a safe environment, if they want to, if they're ready, because I have no attachment to people transforming or growing or expanding. But, you know, when Sanj just shared right now, you know, and he shared the text from his wife, Chelsea, yeah. And he read it on the show.
Oh, wow.
Was, you know, that's really important to me, is that that people can, in a matter of months or half a year, completely transform every part of their life. And that most people really are so caught that they never really question whether they are capable. Because it's really about self-trust, right? Self-love, self-trust, self-worth. but never really question whether they personally can create a life of their dreams. And for some people, it's not about money and big houses. It's about happiness. And you and I know that. We teach happiness a lot. So it's, I feel very, very blessed. I mean, when I first decided to buy the island, and you know, you were there, and I made the decision in a matter of hours from reading an article to flying here to shake.
I thought you were feverish.
Yeah, but you know, now this is our fourth event, or my
third.
Well, we did two Good to Greats. This is my fourth event.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've done four events here, and they're just getting better and better. Now the staff understand what it is I do and how I do it, and how they can serve. What I know is, I mean, like tonight, you know, AJ reading, in fact, I want to read that. I should get him to read that poem.
You should.
But he wrote a poem for all of the people here from his heart to everyone's, and it was remarkable. And people were in tears, and this is just a young kid who's 22.
It was entitled Our Friends, was it not?
Our New Friends.
Our New Friends.
And, you know, it was just a beautiful experience. So, yeah, I suppose, you know, and you know me, I don't take it on. I mean, it's not, a lot of trainers, they need the praise or pat on the back, and it's not what I do this for, and I just watch people like right now being open and connected and completely happy, and it's very gratifying, and it just makes me want to help more people learn how to do it. That's the thing is, right, I want to create an army of trainers that understand this craft and are able to create transformational events. So it's not about me. Imagine when we had 10,000 people. Imagine there were 10,000 events going on around the world with this type of transformation. And I suppose to give you context listening in, I mean, we're talking about somebody, one of the ladies here this week, and last year was exactly the same, who was just really in a place where she just lost trust with herself. She didn't know, she wasn't ready to connect with anybody. She was scared. It was just a really interesting thing to watch her completely open up and do probably, I don't know, a dozen things that she said she hated or would never do and loved to do them. And to see how bright and light and passionate and alive she is in just a few days of being in this type of environment, it's a pretty remarkable transformation.
But what I think what's so profound for me tonight, being the last night, is... would you say our fourth program here?
Yeah.
It's me realizing that we can never tell when somebody will have a breakthrough.
Also I'm not expecting it either.
No, and I think that's why I'm feeling so emotional tonight, is because I came here that was not my intention. My intention was just to come here and create joy and fun for people and maybe bring them outside their comfort zone, but I had no idea how profound it could be for some people.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, with that being said, you know, the show is probably at least 30 minutes right now, but any last thoughts, any comments, any ideas?
Can we create the Adventure Club, please?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we are working hard. You know how hard I'm working right now behind the scenes on creating a whole new brand and a whole new team. To be able to facilitate, you know, a real funnel for people to follow, where they can come in the front door and you can grow and expand and do whatever. But, you know, I feel called to a bigger journey, and I certainly I'm so grateful for everyone who listens to the show, because I think it's the show that has woken me up a little bit more. I think I was already awake, but I think I was, you know, nodding off at the wheel a little bit, just sort of on cruise control. But you know, I feel a deep calling to really, again, create an army of people that can do this type of work. And also have this island become a transformational mecca where, you know, people come here all the time. And it doesn't have to be deep transformational work.
No.
It can be learning how to dive.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have, you know, that's transforming, to open your world.
Just and to have new experiences. The Science of Happiness talks about... the best way to spend your money is on experiences, not on things.
Yeah.
And this is a place where you can do that.
Well, you can do it every single day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you too.
You're looking all glowy with your little wet eyes. I think we should go in and dance some more. What do you think?
I think so too.
All right.
Okay.
So, do you want to end the show?
Yeah, we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. Goodbye.
That was kick-ass.